all of the competitors and all of our sponsors and everyone that attends the show, because without them, there wouldn't be a North Coast Championship. We have a mantra that the competitors are the stars.
This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with Dee and Jake, and we're very excited to welcome two ladies that helped put on the North Coast Championship, and they're going to talk to us about growing it. They are matriarchs, and it's pretty appropriate that we have you ladies on for Happy Mother's Day. So Michelle Kraus and Monica Caputo join the podcast. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Please share how they can get more information on social media about the North Coast Championship.
Yeah, they can go on to Instagram. We're at North Coast Champs. We're on Twitter, the same, at North Coast Champs. We're also on Facebook, North Coast Champs. So it's, also our website has all the icons at the top if they're looking for us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So we'd be happy for them to check us out. If they have any questions, they can also email us at info@northcoastchamps.com. If there's a question for Greg, I forward it to Greg. If there's a question for, you know, Dean, I'll give it to Dean. So if they have any questions, they can contact us that way also.
It's kind of appropriate that the title of this podcast is Growing the North Coast Championship. We've been following along with the journey of this great Ohio NPC qualifying competition that is just more than that. We're going to get into all that in this podcast, but we want to go back to the genesis of the whole thing. We know that your families, both your husbands have competed for a long time, but you guys were involved with the powerhouse, and then that, you know, kind of morphed and transformed into the North Coast Championship. What was that like when they, when, you know, Dean and Greg came to you guys and both said, hey, we want to take this to another level? What was your reactions?
Well, I'll tell you, Dee, we had the powerhouse for 10 years, and then we decided to take a hiatus for about 12. So Dean and Greg stayed in the industry, okay, but not put it, you know, promoting a show, and they constantly got contacted by people saying, hey, when are you bringing the show back? And our excitement grew and grew and grew, but Greg and I, on our end, talked about getting together with Dean and Monica again. We just, every year, we just kept thinking about it. And one day, Greg decided to give Dean a call, and Monica picked up the phone.
I remember that. I was in the kitchen, and Greg called the house phone, and I remember him asking if we were ready to start promoting, and I said it was funny because Dean and I have been talking a lot about it. People are always talking to him about promoting and, you know, opening up a gym again, which we're not going to do, but I just remember telling Dean that Greg called and, you know, Dean calling and talking to Greg that night. And, you know, the rest was history. We were just so excited to get back in it, all four of us. It was some time since we had talked. So it was just really exciting to start, you know, promoting and start something new again. Our kids were older and at the age where they can help out at the show. So, you know, we just really loved doing it, and it was a good fit.
Started the North Coast again, we realized just how much we missed it.
Yeah.
So every year we get more excited and more excited about bringing it out.
Yep.
Well, I'm pretty sure that excitement is very important, especially some of the times when you guys might have some challenges that you face with putting on such a large event.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, really the only challenges that we've ever faced is obviously, you know, securing the event. You need to have a facility, I'm sorry, that would host the event, and securing the date. And we knew that we always wanted to have Memorial Day weekend. We just liked that it was kind of a three-day weekend for everybody, and, you know, for us to have an extra day off and competitors to have an extra day off. So we knew that, you know, those were the two big things, was securing the venue and securing the date. Which once that happened, you know, then it was just starting a business all over again, working on the logo, working on all, you know, social media. You know, I was new to Instagram and Twitter. So it was just, you know, starting from scratch again and starting up all the paperwork and the emails and all that. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the other thing too, Dee, is when we started back with the powerhouse, our promoting, it really consisted of, you know, getting the letters out. We're putting labels on envelopes and making phone calls and going to the gyms. And now it's not a challenge. It's just, it's awesome to see the reach that social media has, you know, and helps us promote. And it's great to see how we started with the powerhouse promoting and how our challenges, it's not really challenges. I think because we have such an excitement about the show, and as soon as an opportunity comes, we take a different avenue and grow that avenue.
And from one end of the competition to the next, I mean, we know it goes from Memorial Day weekend to Memorial Day weekend. And don't be modest here. Please tell us, you know, how many hours and days? Is it a full, you know, take maybe one day off and then we're going 364 to the next North Coast Championship?
That's exactly what it is. I'm not going to lie. I will tell you that at the end of every show, Dean and Greg have a conversation. They always say, we're going to take 1 week vacation from the North Coast. And it never happens. The very next day they're talking and it starts again and it goes for another 365 days. Not going to lie.
Right, it does. And, you know, that phone call the next day is, you know, everyone's excited. You want to kind of hear, you know, what did we miss at the show? Or what did they hear? You know, you want to get feedback. And it's just exciting to talk to each other and see how everything went on each other's ends.
And then the ball starts rolling in again for next year.
Yeah, it does. And it's, you know, for me, Dean works on the website and we have to upload all the competitor pictures onto the website from the MPC News. And just working on the social media, you know, there's a lot to post, letting the competitors know where to get the feedback from the judges. We also try to do a get to know the North Coast winners where we came up with questions. We email the overall winners and the first place winners from each division where they just answer a series of questions that are fun just to get to know them. And then they email them back and we post that. And that post takes us up through the summer, just getting to know all the winners on a different level. So, you know, I'm working every day trying to keep up on social media, try to post things, answer emails. So it's definitely a year-long job, but it's exciting and it's, you know, something we love to do.
And we'll be definitely sharing some of those posts with this podcast. We just saw you guys had brought the winners back together for a great day and lunch, so that was pretty cool. How has the attendance and participation increased over time? And even this year, you guys literally are busting out at the seams. You had to bring on another hotel.
We did. We already sold out of the first hotel, right, Michelle? The Holiday Inn Express already sold out. We had to add on the second hotel, the Hampton Inn. But the attendance, I think, has increased. You know, we're at the Mac Center now, so we're able to hold more people. And by doing so, we're able to add the events that we add, which brings in, you know, different groups of people to watch those events. So the attendance has definitely increased. We advertise, so the community is seeing it when we advertise in the newspaper. And I think participation's increased because, obviously, the social media, once again, and the website, people are able to go to our website and, you know, read the information. They can email us if they have any questions or they can call us. And then I think just by us also promoting the overall winners like we do all year, that people actually tell us that they want to be on those posters next year. They want to be at that video shoot we just had last Sunday. You know, they want to be that overall winner. And we also have the Wall of Fame that we're one of the only ones that do that, the big graphics. This year we're going to have 2014, 2015, 2016 Wall of Fame, the overall winners at the Mac Center. So that's exciting for those winners to come back and see themselves on those overall posters.
You know, not only does the participation in each event increase, it increases because we add new events as well.
How many people actually attend the North Coast Championship, approximate number of tickets that you sell for the competition?
Thousands of people come in through the whole day from prejudging all the way to the end of the finals. They're coming and going.
The floor seats about 1,000 people, but then we have the upper bowl too. So it's really kind of hard to put a finger on the exact number. But we do sell out the floor, definitely sell out the floor, and we do fill that top.
Talk about, you know, we've been mentioning the Mac Center, which is located on Kent State University. That's become the home for the North Coast. Why is that such a good match?
Obviously, it allows us room to grow. We have the whole premises there that we can add events to. But on the inside, we have the opportunity to put the vendors in, which we didn't have that opportunity in other venues. So our vendors get to participate inside the Mac Center. Being involved with Kent State University, we are involved with the chamber as well, with the city, and it's just a great match for the whole community. You know, the restaurants love it, the hotels love it, and, you know, people do also get the opportunity for Kent State University to see some of the history that goes on. You know, if they're there for the weekend, they get to kind of partake in what's going on around as well.
I always say that I love that the colors are the same as the North Coast colors, blue and gold. We're blue and gold. You walk inside, and it's just a perfect fit. It's just gorgeous and bright, and we just love being inside there. And like Michelle said, that, you know, the businesses, everybody benefits from the large groups that come in on that Memorial Day weekend. They're going to the restaurants, they're shopping, there's music, the outside patio. So we always are hoping for great weather.
In fact, Greg and I, Dee, we just attended one of the chamber meetings, and some of the restaurants that were in attendance came up to us and said that they were very excited about getting ready for the North Coast. They're ordering the food that they know our competitors need. They have certain diet needs. So they're ordering lots of chicken, lots of salad, lots of baked potatoes. So that was pretty cool to hear. You know, they're excited about that as well. So, you know, it's working.
No, that's awesome. And I think that's a big component. You guys do a lot of charitable things along with the community. But just share how, like, everybody coming together really impacts the efforts to put on this event.
As far as the competitors come in, families come in. And like Monica said, they go to the restaurants, they go to the hotels. The city's excited about that. That generates a lot of business for them. And I think just having so many people around the university just on that weekend, it's just exciting. It's just vibrant. It's exciting and kind of adds to our show.
Kent State downtown, Kent, you can walk around down there. So it's, you know, you park and walk and there's parks down there. There's just so much to do downtown besides being on the campus, which is great also, beautiful campus.
Well, I spend most of my time at one of your favorite sponsors, the Water Street Tavern, but that's a whole another story for another podcast.
There you go.
I will say this too, for anybody that hasn't been to Kent State, you know, a lot of people always used to go up there a long time ago for May Days and things like that. Kent State, just the campus itself has been rebuilt, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Not rebuilt, but built up. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
It looks awesome. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It's brand new buildings. The Mac Center is unbelievable. We're talking state-of-the-art facilities, and I think that adds to a lot of the excitement for the competitors because they're not, you know, going shuffling into an old music hall. You know, they're going into a world-class, you know, athletic facility, and I think that, you know, makes them feel, I don't know, pumped up.
I hear a lot that, you know, graduates of Kent State, they hear that we're having a show there and they graduated from Kent State. They want to come back and compete on that same stage that they just had the graduation or that they played sports in. So many times I hear, I went to Kent State, you know, I can't wait to come and compete there, you know, with somebody works there that they know. So there's just so much excitement about being on that next campus.
As far as the excitement goes in that venue, because it is state of the art, to have the competitors on the stage and then have the video screens on the side is really awesome because their family can see, you know, you get a lot of different angles. And, you know, when they're competing, if you're in the back, there's not a bad seat in the house, I guess is my whole point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just awesome to see them out on those video screens as well, where they're on the stage.
For the competitors, their families, the personal success that they might get, you know, from the time that it took them to prepare for the competition or even the vendors that sit up there, the friendships that are gained and the people that you see that come back and they just, even if they weren't a part of it at first, now they bring their businesses and maybe join in to help you guys put this event on.
I know a lot of the athletes, they start out, you know, maybe with a thought or a business plan, but once they compete and now they, you know, are into their businesses more or their businesses have developed more from competing. We've seen that a couple of times, you know, and there's competitors that were in the show that are now going to be sponsoring and having a booth at the show. So that's exciting to see kind of a full circle like that. Friendships grow from just getting to know them on social media and Instagram and commenting. And, you know, it'll be nice to kind of meet them at the show this year. A lot of times I know their names or they know my name, but then once they come up to the ticket table and they see me or Michelle, they're like, oh, you know, I know you from emailing or from Instagram. So that's always neat to see how that's also grown.
Indeed, too, from Greg's standpoint, from his perspective, he's still competing. And we see a lot of the competitors as they move up the ranks, you know, on the national stage and on the pro stage. And Greg has made a lot of friends throughout the country from competing on stage, because there is a camaraderie there. So I think not only Monica and I and Dean and Greg get to see them at the shows, we also get to see them interact with each other. And there is a great deal of camaraderie out there. It's really awesome to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm glad you brought up the camaraderie because I think people look at this and they think it's a, you know, 1v1 or one versus the group type of competition, but there's a lot of support there, you know, backstage in those moments, and you guys are witness to that. So I think that's awesome to bring that up.
Well, you know, and even on stage, you've got top five up there. If you watch the competitors, they shake each other's hands up there. They congratulate each other, and there are friends backstage as well. So it's very nice to see that.
You know, and I'll say that, you know, once they win and they're overall winner, we always say they're part of the North Coast family. And we have competitors that have emailed us, you know, and called Dean or Greg all year, Michelle, and, you know, ask us any questions. And they're always part of the North Coast family. You know, once they win and they're on those overall posters, they're, you know, with us. And it's just great to have those relationships.
So we've been talking to Brad about this sandwich, but let's get to the meat. You know, Okay. Tell us about the events that are going on. You guys got a great new event that you've added. You've added a whole dynamic to that with the Acts of Kindness. Please share that with the listeners.
Well, the Acts of Kindness was just, you know, something we wanted to do to give back, to kind of pay it forward to the competitors. You know, we try to help them out as much as we can. And the month of February was the Acts of Kindness, you know, day in that whole week. So we just had the idea to connect it and tie it together. We just had that contest, and we had actually other, you know, friends and sponsors that threw in, like with the North Coast Massage, and we had the posing, you know, so the package kept growing. So it was just nice to be able to give back. We had a lot of entries, and, you know, it was kind of hard to go through them. Everybody's given their stories, and, you know, you just want to help them all. We were supposed to have one overall winner, but we decided to extend it to three. So we've already given away entries and tickets, and, you know, now we're able to help parents come that might not have been able to come, or, you know, now they don't have to buy tickets, they're going to sit up front. So it's just nice to be able to give back that way. And we've been doing the Acts of Kindness, I think it's the second year, maybe the third year. So it's just nice to be able to do that every year and have them look forward to that, and that we give free entry to those competitors and free tickets. So I like doing that.
One of the ones events, and we just saw, you know, the poster up on social media, the model search competition is one of the events that you guys added. Tell us the details about that and what folks need to know, because that's an amateur competition, correct?
It's separate from the North Coast. It is being held in the afternoon, and it is our fitness model search. So what is happening on that stage is an overall winner, male and one female, will each receive a one-year modeling contract with Pro Model and Talent Management, plus one professional photo shoot. Also with that, the overall winner gets, from Inside Fitness Magazine, one photo shoot and magazine coverage. So this is really an awesome opportunity. Even if they're not competing in the North Coast Championships fitness and physique, they can still compete with this. You can, though, cross over. If you are a competitor on stage, you can cross over to this event as well. And all of our information and everything that's required for that is on our website, which is www.northcoastchampionships.com.
And we're talking with Monica Caputo and Michelle Krause of the North Coast Championship. And ladies, tell folks the other events that are going on.
Okay, well, obviously, besides our bikini physique and bodybuilding on the main stage, we have the model search, which is a new event this year that we are so excited about. That's going to be held in the afternoon. Then we also have the arm wrestling that you mentioned. And that arm wrestling competition does qualify the competitors for the Arnold's Classic in March in Columbus. And we were one of the few that do offer the qualification for that. And also, we've got this year a VIP dinner. They have an awesome loge, presidential suite, that is elevated that we are serving dinner. You can watch the show from there and eat dinner as well. And we have very few tickets, by the way, left for that event, but we do have a VIP dinner. So those are the events that are going to be going on all day.
For somebody that might not be a competitor, they can still come and learn a lot from vendors and sponsors that you guys have available there.
Oh, absolutely. Our vendors and our sponsors, they are inside the MAC where all of the events are going on. They display their products, and they are there to answer questions, to just engage the audience in their products. There's just a multitude of vendors there, and it's just great place to be if you want to learn anything that is coming up in the fitness industry or just health industry.
It's nice for the guests and attendees of the show to come and meet the owner of the business or the team of the business and ask questions, and that's always exciting.
And let's cut to the chase, ladies. I mean, this is a great opportunity for athletes, too, to find sponsorships and make those connections.
Right.
So if they're truly about their business, they can make good business there at the North Coast Championship.
Absolutely. It's all about networking, Dee.
That has happened. You know, people that were in the show, competitor, the winners, they received free, you know, food, free meals. They benefit from being in the show or being a winner, the overall winner also.
Now, that's not guaranteed, everybody out there. That's just something that can happen if you have the
right
what it takes, you know. So.
Right.
Please talk about the sponsors that are so crucial to helping you put on an event this size and scale.
Our sponsors are extremely crucial to the North Coast. Without them, we wouldn't have a North Coast Championship, just like we wouldn't have one without the competitors. But we have a title sponsor, Montrose Auto Group and Fitline, that have been our title sponsor for the last 4 years. Absolutely phenomenal sponsor. Their support is so important to us. But we have a number of other sponsors as well. We have Olympia Tan. We have Natural Sport. We have Muscle Foods USA, Snap Fitness, Tattoo Fit, No Surrender Gear. Our Printer's Devil provides extremely wonderful posters for us. We have Sivation. There's Powerhouse Gym in Berea. We have CTMS and Species Nutrition.
And we also have UXL Sports and Fitness, TigerFitness.com, Supplement Haven, the TC Muscle, MTS Nutrition, Zephyr's Fitness, Rock, Missouri Private Fitness, and RX Muscle.
And still have a number of sponsors. We have Future Pro, and there's 360 Fitness. We have Iron Demon that does our clothing. There's Sully's Party Rental. We have North Coast Massage, which is my personal favorite because I'm going to need them throughout the day. Yeah, truly, I will. And we have Generation K, Suits by Celeste. We have Muscle Dog Fitness and Fence Depot, Eternal Hope Life and Fitness. And we have Mike Eli, IFBB Pro, Natural Sport.
So we have Egg Whites International. We have our official NPC photographer, Marie Andy Productions, Live Large. We have Huey's for all of our lighting. We have Central Graphics, the Pro Model and Talent Management, Inside Fitness Magazine, Guido's of Ravenna, and Water Street Tavern, along with our two hotels, the Holiday Inn Express in Kent, and now our second hotel, the Hampton Inn.
Competitor out there that listens to this podcast, they think they're capable. They've been working, you know, to keep themselves in competition level quality when it comes to their body. Can they still sign up?
Oh, absolutely. We're still taking the entry fees. They're mailing them to us. They have until actually check-ins on Friday, May 26th, from 4 to 7 p.m. inside the Mac Center is the last time to enter. If they enter on the 26th, everything's cash only. The entry form, tickets, trainer's pass, everything's cash only. But next Friday, May 19th, is the deadline to postmark their entry forms before the late fees added. So they still have plenty of time to enter. And then once they enter, when we receive their entry form, I always email them a confirmation email letting them know that we receive their payment. And it has all the information that they'll need for that day also on the email.
And they can also walk in the day before the show at our check-ins. That's the absolute last minute. They can walk in and fill out an application.
That's always my favorite part about the North Coast Championship. No one is turned away. If you want to compete, you can compete. Just fill out your paperwork and hit the stage and be ready to flex.
Right.
And, Monica, for anybody that's living under a rock out there,
mm-hmm.
please share how they can get more information on social media about the North Coast Championship.
Yeah, they can go on to Instagram. We're at North Coast Champs. We're on Twitter, the same, at North Coast Champs. We're also on Facebook, North Coast Champs. So also our website has all the icons at the top if they're looking for us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So we'd be happy for them to check us out. If they have any questions, they can also email us at info@northcoastchamps.com. If there's a question for Greg, I forward it to Greg. If there's a question for, you know, Dean, I'll give it to Dean. So if they have any questions, they can contact us that way also.
I can personally attest your families and the whole North Coast Championship family are the most responsive people when it comes to any form of communication. So if you need help, if you want to know anything going on with the North Coast Championship, you can send a pigeon and they will respond to make
there
sure that
you
get the information.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We do our best.
give us your shout-outs, anyone you want to mention and thank. I mean, we know probably Greg and Dean and the kids, but anybody else that you want to mention and thank.
Well, we want to thank all of the competitors and all of our sponsors and everyone that attends the show, because without them, there wouldn't be a North Coast Championship. We have a mantra that the competitors are the stars. So we want to thank them, vendors, sponsors, and attendees.
Thank Kent State University and the City of Kent for having us and welcoming us down there, too.
It was my pleasure to talk with you, so.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And let us know if you're going to be at the North Coast.
You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out, withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes, the full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even. And we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and we will.